talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Triskaidekaphobia Friday, Friday the 13th, 2019. When's the last time we had a Friday the 13th in the month of December in the Christmas holiday, Charlie?
Yeah, and a full moon to boot.
It's a scary day.
Oh, that moon is so beautiful this morning as it went down the west. I think that's the direction.
Rises in the east and goes.
Yeah. It can't
You would have seen it go down in the west.
Yeah, it went down the west. Like it can't make up its mind which way to go.
Well, we do have a little bit of housekeeping here. Now, this morning, I did a show on Christmas candy. You talked about Christmas candy. And one of our listeners came in, Gene, and gave us some peppermint hardtack.
No, oh,
look at this. So I figure we'll try this here, Charlie.
Yeah,
we'll open this up and have a whole thing here.
Yeah.
So people do still make hardtack.
Yeah.
Now, this is peppermint hardtack. What would you say this is? This is white candy with green and red.
It's got white chocolate.
Green and red.
Looks delicious.
It looks delicious.
Get it open.
If I can only get it open, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But, oh, where's the scissors? I guess you just have to rip it.
You had some interesting things on your program this morning. You know, everything you ask about, except the Y-men. I got that answer.
You did get the Y-men. They're still there.
Yeah, they're still there behind the jersey.
But how much does a tree cost, a live tree?
Well,
Uh-oh, here we go. There you go, Charlie.
But they're not really live. They're dead.
Let's test this out.
Yeah.
Gene's Peppermint Tech.
Hmm.
Well, it's good.
That is.
That's really good.
Hmm. It's a little
pepperminty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's
white chocolate.
It's white chocolate with a candy cane inside.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's good.
Wow. Absolutely.
This Jean knows her way around the kitchen. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jean.
Not many people do that anymore.
Now, if you ever want to bring us candy and cookies, we won't turn that down.
No.
During the holiday season.
Mm.
Boy, that's hard to... That's addicting.
Yes, I guess so.
Why is white chocolate so good?
I don't know, because it's not chocolate.
Is that what it is?
There's no chocolate in it.
What's in white chocolate?
Beats me.
Mm, that is good.
Yeah.
That is really good.
That is really good.
Have you ever had that before?
Not that I can recall. But I'll certainly have it again.
Better than that old hardtack candy.
Yeah, right.
I never liked that. You like that though, right?
Yeah, you can. You don't use it. You know, you keep it in your mouth for a while. And people used to make that tons of that. They don't anymore.
It's too bad Jeff Ruth isn't here. This whole bag would be gone now.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening. He'd be here before the hour is over polishing this off.
It reminded me when you were talking to the lady out at the flea market. It sounded like the Jeff Ruth was talking to her because he did that every week. She had a scheduled time.
Well, that just goes to show you we are the information place in Marion.
Yeah.
To where all we were doing this morning was asking what was going on at the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
And by the 15 minutes later, we had a call in from the flea market. They have you ever had a flea market pizza?
No.
Neither have I. Well, thanks, Gene, for the Christmas peppermint tack candy. That's delicious.
That really is.
Now we're going to solve another problem. Now I'm doing this for you, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Because on your show today, I mean, you can say this word on the air. We're just a nice, wholesome station, so we don't. But one of your callers called in. I think it's Sarah Burggraf, and you guys got talking about fruitcake. And all I said earlier was there are no Claxtons around anymore. Right. They're all gone. And she won a prize today. I think she answered a question, mm-hmm. right? And you said, well, Scott was talking about the Claxtons this morning, and she says she has not found them either. And you said, well, Scott wanted to know, and she said, well, why the hell would he want to know?
Oh, really?
I don't like Claxton fruitcakes.
Because you've been so much against fruitcakes.
Well, they are awful, don't you think?
Well, that other brand is. Oh.
So here's what we're going to do. I have the number for Claxton.
Oh, I was hoping.
We're going to figure this out right now, Charlie.
Hmm.
We're going to go to the telephones.
All right.
Get to the bottom of this. Let's see what we can figure out. Little dialing here. You know, they make them in a place called Claxton, Georgia.
Right, exactly. 90 million a year.
Maybe the company's out of business, I pray. Here we go. Claxton, Georgia, the Claxton Fruitcake Company.
Claxton Bakery.
Oh, is this Claxton?
This is Claxton, yes, sir.
Yes, is this the place where they make the fruitcakes?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you. We're up here.
Sir.
Thank you. We're up here in Ohio, yes. And this year we have not been able to find any Claxton fruitcakes. Is there a shortage this year?
No. We still have it distributed just about anywhere you can think of.
Is that right? How many Claxton fruitcakes go out every year?
We ship about 5 million pounds.
Oh, 5 million pounds. Wow.
Yes,
we're up here in Marion, Ohio, and we usually see them in banks and grocery stores and places like that. Have not seen a Claxton this year.
Yes, sir. Normally you're going to find them in a retail outlet.
Oh, they're in the retail stores?
Like Sam's Club and Walmart and Kroger's, Philo.
How many people work in the Claxton plant down there?
We have about 100 that work this time of year.
100 people. Now, is there much call for fruitcake the other 11 months of the year?
Not as much as there is now, but we do make it year-round.
But you make, that many fruitcakes. Wow. What is the cost of a Claxton this year, or do the retailers set that price?
Okay, if we ship it to you, it's the 2-pound smaller size we sell, and it's $22.95.
Wow.
And then we have a 3 1-pound, it's $30.95. And then a 5-pound, $40.95.
Well, that's very interesting. So so does a fruitcake weigh 2 pounds?
That's right, it does.
Wow. So 2 pounds, and you make how many pounds every year?
We make about 5 million pounds.
5 million pounds, and each fruitcake is 2 pounds. Well, that's great.
No, we have 1 pound. We have 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 ones, and 5 ones. The biggest loaf cake is a 2 pound, though.
How is it down in Claxton? I'd never heard of Claxton, Georgia. Is the fruitcake named after Claxton, Georgia?
It's Claxton, Georgia. That's right.
Yeah. Well, what's it like down there in Claxton? Is there any other big attractions beside the fruitcake?
Oh, yeah. Savannah.
Oh, you're close to Savannah?
Oh, right. 50 miles, yeah.
Wow. How big is the fruitcake factory down there?
About a block.
A block? Wow. Well, hey, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rufus Long.
Well, I tell you, Rufus, how long you been with Claxton?
57 years.
57 years?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. Do you like fruitcake?
Yeah, I eat it occasionally. Yeah.
I bet after 57 years, you're a little wore out on it there.
I still eat it.
Well, I tell you, Rufus, I can't thank you enough for helping us out here this morning. Have a great time and a Merry Christmas down there in Claxton, Georgia.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rufus. Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
That was great. That was super, Scott.
Well, I tell you, we get to the bottom of it
here.
By goodness.
Wow.
He's been with the company. God, Charlie, he's worked long as you have.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine 57 years in the Claxton...
Oh. Now, how many million pounds are...
5 million.
Okay, divide...
By two... I told you a fruitcake was heavy. 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 million fruitcake pounds are sent out every year. 2 pounds of fruitcake. Now, how much is that? Does anybody have a calculator at home?
I don't know. You've got the pencil.
I don't... How many zeros are in 5 million? That's...
quite a few.
That's nine
Six.
Zeros.
Six.
It's nine, isn't it? No, six. You're right. six zeros and 5 million. Does anybody know the answer? So how many fruitcakes are sent out every year? If you have 5 million pounds of fruitcake, and each fruitcake is 2 pounds, you know, I thought the fruitcake weighed about 30 pounds.
That means about 101 pounders, huh?
Is that what it is?
Would it be?
Well, 2 goes into 5 2 times, so that would be a 4, and then you drop your 1, and that would go in there 1 time.
Just don't drop it on your foot.
No, don't drop it there. So that's a 10. So that would be 2 into 5 million would be 2,500, what is that?
Somebody called with the answer.
Is it 2,500,000 fruitcakes, right? It just cut it in half. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
Am I right? Somebody out there is listening. 740-383-9944. How many fruitcakes are there every year, Claxton? If a Claxton fruitcake is 2 pounds and there are 5 million pounds shipped out every year. That's just half, isn't it? Doesn't 2 just cut it by half?
I don't know. I lost track.
So that would be 2,500,000 fruitcakes every year.
I need another piece of candy.
Oh, isn't that good? That's addicting, Charlie, isn't it?
Boy, you said it.
Go ahead.
You can.
Thank Gene for that one. Gene, Charlie loves your candy.
Oh, boy.
There's going to be none left here.
Yeah.
He's cleaning out the bag over there.
Oh.
Well, this is Christmas. This is making it feel
That's
like Christmas.
Right. That makes it feel like more like Christmas.
You know, Rufus had South in his mouth. He had that Southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
He really did.
I would think so.
I like that, though. I'm going to go to Claxton, Georgia.
50-some years at Claxton.
57.
Yeah.
But he didn't like fruitcake a whole lot. You notice he kind of shirked on that. He said, well, I kind of like it. He didn't really like it. He didn't want that fruitcake.
He probably likes it more all the way to the bank.
But how about that? 5 million pounds of fruitcake and only 100 people work there.
They're busy. Busy people.
Why, imagine 100 people.
Can you imagine the supplies they have to buy all the candied fruit? Wow.
Terrible. So they, 100 people, and it's only about the size of a city block, I guess.
Yeah.
The Claxton factory. And they're named after Claxton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we never name everything after Marion, Ohio? Like Marion popcorn.
Marion power shovel.
Well, but I mean like a food. What's Marion? We need a city food.
We have a lot of food that's made here, but it's kind of like you don't. It's not told. We make all these different snacks.
Right, but I think Claxton has become a big thing because of the fruitcake, and it's named after Claxton, Georgia, which has nothing else
right, yeah.
in it besides. So why don't we name something the official food of Marion, like a Marion orange or a Marion, what do we eat a lot of here? Pizza. We eat a lot of pizza here.
Yeah, Marion pizza.
Marion pizza. Now, what would be a Marion pizza? That'd be a... Well, I'll tell you what. People out there at the flea market, they like to name stuff. They got the Isley chipped ham and the Tony Paco hot dogs and the... what's the other thing they had?
Bratwurst.
Oh, yeah. They got Carly's Bratwurst out there. Bratwurst. Mm-hmm. And so, why not the Marion pizza?
Never thought of that.
But I mean, not name it Marion Pizza, but just have a certain pizza, pepperoni and cheese, and say, that's the Marion Pizza. I want the Marion pizza.
Like we hear, oh, that's Chicago pizza.
Right.
Chicago style, Philadelphia style, Detroit style.
You know what Marion Pizza would be? It'd be a one-way pizza.
Yeah, down the hatch.
Down the hatch. One way.
No.
We probably have to get city council to vote on it and...
That'd be gut lost in the figures.
We'd have to do a study that would end up in a file cabinet somewhere for 30 years.
I'd like to look at City Hall to see where all these file cabinets are with all these surveys.
Studies that have cost millions of dollars over the years.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, they need a... Charlie, you should have a pizza named for you. What is your favorite type of pizza?
I'm not a big pizza lover.
Well, if you were going to go to the flea market, what would you order?
Gosh, I don't know.
A sub? Do you like a sub?
A bratwurst.
Well, you should have a Charlie Evers bratwurst.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you like on your bratwurst?
Sauerkraut and mustard.
Okay, if it's a sauerkraut and mustard bratwurst, it should be the Charlie Evers bratwurst. The Evers bratwurst.
That'd be great.
And I like a pizza. My favorite type of pizza is cheese, pepperoni, and green peppers.
Really?
Yep, that's my favorite.
No mushrooms?
I like mushrooms, but it's not my favorite.
Why do some people not like mushrooms?
No, I like
mushrooms. My wife doesn't like mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
I do, too.
I have never had a flea market pizza, though, but I hear they're good.
Yeah?
$10. So we're solving a lot here today. Now we know about Claxton.
And the Y-Men Service Club.
Y-Men Service Club, everything about the flea market. Let's talk about this candy at the holidays. We know that Gene, our listener here, has cooked up some delicious candy. But where is the rum candy? Where is the hardtack candy? Where is the butter? Do you remember those turtles I was talking about, the turtle candy?
Doesn't Shirks make those?
I don't think I've ever been in Shirks.
You never have?
I don't think I have. No.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Are they across from the cable company?
They're south of Sims.
Oh, are they? I don't think I've ever been in there.
Well, you need to go in. Wow, they've got turtles galore.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do they have coconut in them?
I don't know what they got.
I know they used, some came with caramel, and some came with coconut. I always like the coconut better than the caramel.
Oh, okay.
Because I like coconut. A lot of people don't like coconut.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like coconut.
Coconut's very good.
Shirks have been in business for, 100 years or more. And they've got all kinds of things, like the turtles. I don't think they have any of that rum candy that we talked about.
Well, Jean, a matter of fact, I think Jean, who came in, said she worked at JCPenney for 25 years.
Really?
God bless her. And she said a lady used to bring rum candy in for them, an employee.
Yeah.
But I think the rum does not, you can't cook the alcohol out of it, like a bratwurst.
Really?
So I think when you have rum candy, I think it can get you drunk.
You think? I doubt, well, maybe so.
Does anybody know? There's got to be a cook out there.
I've had a lot of rum candy in my life, but I never recall getting stewed over it.
Well, where can you get it now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. When you make rum candy, is the rum still live?
Like
you wouldn't want to give it to a child?
Mm-hmm. Well, but before you pour it in the candy...
How much of this candy do you have shoved in your mouth at this point?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit here on the show. Well, it's interesting to know these things, because why are we losing all of our holiday mores?
Yeah, because we're on our smartphones. No time for Christmas.
I haven't even had any eggnog this year.
Oh, really?
Have you?
Yeah.
What is the alcohol you're supposed to put in eggnog? Now, we do moonshine here, but that's not the one that people normally put in it.
You can put rum.
Rum.
Vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah.
In a...
Anything.
In an eggnog?
Sure.
Really?
I never have.
Now, I've heard of rum in an eggnog.
Yeah. Rum, whiskey, any. Bourbon.
Dump anything in it. just to take the edge off Christmas when you have the family coming over.
When things get tight and tedious, then you go to your rum candy.
And you start knocking it back for the holidays. I just found it fascinating that Rufus is there 57 years answering the phone at the Claxton Bakery.
Now, that's something to note.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
We'll come back to that in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I put rum sauce on my mincemeat pie, but the rum sauce is made with oil, not liquor. It's butter rum oil, and that doesn't make you drunk.
Why do they have the word rum in it?
Well, it's rum flavored. It does. Give you.
Yeah.
It does give you the impression that it's liquor, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
And you pour that over mincemeat pie?
I sure do.
See, I never like
mincemeat pie. Not a brand name mincemeat. It's homemade mincemeat. And don't let the word meat scare you away from it. You can't tell there's beef in it, but there is.
Just a little bit of beef?
Tiny amount.
I like mincemeat.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Why?
I'll probably make some for Christmas. I might bring a piece or two in.
Well, there you go. I've never had mincemeat pie. Now, make sure you dump the rum on it.
Well, that comes separately. You'll put it on when you eat it.
All right. Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Now, we're getting a buffet, Charlie.
We'll have to tell our people, too, you're not open 24 hours a day here.
Oh, no, we got to let you know when to bring the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will, next week, let's see here. Next week, we will be open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 to 1. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 to 1. And if Charlie and I are not here, just leave it with who's ever here, and we'll get it.
Yeah, put a note, do not touch.
Yeah, do not, because I tell you, if this candy... This peppermint tech candy were left in the hands of Terry or Sean or anybody else. We'd never see it.
Down the hatch.
We would never see anything.
But you'll have to take a trip out to Shirks and look over their selection. It's amazing.
Well, I'm thinking, how long would it take to get to Claxton, Georgia?
Boy. It'd take a good part of a day.
But you could get it done in a day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I would run down there and egg the place.
Wow.
Get Rufus out, and I'd say, listen, Rufus, time for you to cash it in.
Where are the Claxton fruitcakes?
Well, nobody knows. We don't sell them in Marion.
And apparently he's not connected with the distribution, so he wouldn't know.
You know what I think happened to the Claxton fruitcakes in Marion? You know the beauty shop they had to knock over for Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, yes.
I think people just threw fruitcakes at the place until it fell over, and that's where it all is.
Boy, I tell you, but I often wonder, where do they dump all this, all these bricks and foundation blocks and everything? Where's the dump for that?
Doesn't Sims take it away?
But where would they take it?
Out to the dump?
Yeah, right. There isn't. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know. Because of all these buildings that are torn down, that debris has to be taken somewhere. Do they mix that with the garbage in these mountains of landfills around?
I bet a lot of people take the stuff, like bricks and things like that, and windows.
Well, they have big trucks full of this stuff.
I bet people take it and use it to build other stuff.
Really?
I bet. Because they're so particular in how they take it down.
Well, yeah. There's a system. But boy, they're going to town out there on Mount Vernon Avenue.
That's going to be a disaster when they build that Dunkin' Donuts. It's not
traffic.
It's not a big enough spot. And if what we're told is true, which I believe we are because it came from a city person, that you're not going to be able to exit.
I hope not.
Well, I'm telling you,
go north on Clarendon Avenue.
Yeah, but if you pull into Dunkin' Donuts to get your donuts, and then you want to leave after you go through the drive-thru, if they're going to force you to go right, most people are going to want to go left.
Yeah, you turn left against traffic, and that's murder.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to work.
And that happens a lot in crash after crash.
Do you think that just because they put up a turnstile, people are going to use it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what's going to happen is that little, what's the street next to it?
Clarendon.
That's going to become the busiest street in Marion because people are going to be pulling out on there so they can get going the other direction.
I was trying to think, if you go north on Clarendon, you hit another street, and I can't remember which that is and where it goes.
Why can't they let people just exit how they want, like down at Wendy's?
Because if you exit with all that traffic...
Wendy's does it.
I know, and boy, they cause a lot of problems there. Have you ever noticed people trying to turn into Wendy's?
But Wendy's tried to move, and they got shut down.
That's right. Oh, my.
So Wendy said, forget it. We'll just rebuild here keep causing the traffic problem.
The only place that serves fresh hamburg.
Yeah, Wendy's is good hamburger.
Yeah. I wonder how they, you know, how they keep it fresh from the time the cattle are slaughtered until the Wendy's customer steps up to the counter.
The only thing I remember about this whole thing is, did you ever know why Wendy's hamburgers are square?
No, I think I heard that at one time. Maybe you talked about it.
Because they don't cut corners.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What a business scheme that is.
Well, I guess so.
Dave Thomas.
Yeah.
Smart man.
He was. And, you know, these smart men don't last forever either. Dave is dead. What happened to all his money?
I think he left quite a bit of it to his family. Wendy's still alive.
That's right.
And her name's not Wendy. People get that confused. It's Melinda.
Really?
But
no
her
kidding?
But her nickname was Wendy.
Oh, my land.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
She's alive somewhere, Melinda Thomas.
Yeah.
And his wife was still alive when he died. I don't know if she's still alive now.
What about Bob Evans? Didn't I see on television the rebuilding of one in Columbus or somewhere, and it said Farm Store or something like that? Didn't say the regular Bob Evans.
You met Bob Evans, right?
Yeah.
Right. But he was not a real cowboy.
No, but he was a down old earth farmer, you know. He would always show where he kept the first money he ever made, and that was in a R.G. Dunn cigar box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, was he a cook or just a
Well, he did
entrepreneur.
Some. Yeah. Entrepreneur, yeah.
Boy, this is good stuff.
That is. That's about as good as you can get.
It really is in the Christmas spirit.
Right. So, well, we appreciate that. Now we need some rum candy and
some eggnog.
Some turtles.
Turtles
are expensive.
They are.
Oh, yes. And so are Buckeyes.
Why? But Buckeyes, the ingredients are cheap.
Peanut butter, you mean? Yeah.
Peanut butter and chocolate. What else is in there?
Maybe it's labor. It's rolling up that peanut butter and dipping it in chocolate. You can only dip it so far because you've got to have that peanut butter showing.
The no-bake cookies are a big deal.
Oh, really? I never had a no-bake cookie.
You've never had a no-bake cookie?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's chocolate and oatmeal.
Hmm. Chocolate and oatmeal.
It's like a chocolate oatmeal cookie.
That sounds familiar.
Are there any chefs out there who know what's... There's more to a no-bake cookie, but it's chocolate. It's a chocolate oatmeal cookie, isn't it? 740-383-9944. But there's something you have to put in it because you can really screw those up.
Is that right?
Because they have to set up just right.
Hmm.
And if you don't do something to them, they won't set up just right. But there's an ingredient that causes them to congeal. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944, 44 minutes past the hour. We'd love to know what this stuff is.
Hmm.
We're not cooks.
Makes them congeal.
It makes them congeal. Because if they don't congeal, then they're not a cookie. Then they're just like a lump of chocolate mess.
Yeah, blubber.
But some people love to eat them out of the
really?
Pot.
Oh, what brand are they, or do you make them yourself?
I don't think there is a. I don't think they sell them in the store.
Hmm.
You actually have to make them, and that probably has something. They kind of taste waxy a little bit, but I'm not sure what that ingredient is that makes them waxy. Go ahead, caller.
It's peanut butter.
Oh, just peanut butter?
Yep.
So it's peanut butter and oatmeal and chocolate.
That's right.
But what makes them set up like that? What's that ingredient?
All I can remember is the peanut butter that seems to do it.
Mm, that's interesting. Thank you.
Oh.
Well, but you can't taste the peanut butter in it.
Now, what ingredients do you have to buy to make them?
Well, you have to have chocolate.
Okay.
Like, you know, baker's chocolate.
Yeah.
And you've got to have oatmeal. And you've got to have peanut butter, apparently. But there's something, you have to bring it to a boil.
I would think you'd have to boil your oatmeal.
Well, I think you add your oatmeal to the boiled chocolate.
Oh.
I think you boil the chocolate in the peanut butter, and then you dump the oatmeal in, and then you stir that around. But there's something that makes them very fragile, because you have to let them dry, and that's what makes them congeal into a cookie.
It's beginning to sound familiar, like I've eaten something like that, and I can't remember where or when.
But I don't, there's something you have to, because if you don't get it just right, and there is something very volatile about them, that if you don't get it right, they won't dry. And if they don't dry, then you just got to glop. Yeah. Okay. So what is that? Does anybody know what that ingredient is? Because there's got to be more than peanut butter, chocolate, and oatmeal in them.
Sure isn't Lasix.
Maybe. Some lacing.
I was wondering if anyone listening puts a drop in their eye every night to keep from getting glaucoma or whatever. I do that, and to me, it has some bad side effects.
You had a pain in your shoulder once.
Yeah, I did. All my problems started after I started putting those eye drops in.
But you've gone back to it now.
Yeah. I don't know. You just wonder. One thing goes from another to another.
So what Christmas traditions have we lost? We've lost real Christmas trees. People don't buy those anymore.
Right.
We've lost the oranges in the stocking.
How about company gifts for their employees?
Oh, that's gone. Bonuses.
Yeah, bonuses, yes.
Christmas bonuses went out the window.
I have to show you the picture of bonuses we used to get. Wow.
At the radio station.
Yeah.
Bob Mason.
Yeah.
Now, did he have deep pockets?
He did to a certain extent.
So he wasn't a cheapskate?
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know he had a big heart.
He was a great man for publicity. He had pictures taken of everything he did. And a lot of these pictures then were displayed at fairs and other places. Yeah.
Do we ever know what happened with the peanut push?
No, all I saw in the paper was kids sweeping peanuts across. That's not part of the...
No?
I mean, that developed. But no, we didn't see anybody on their hands and knees.
No, how many people ended up being in it?
Or how many were in it, yeah.
Yeah, how much money was raised?
I have no idea.
Haven't heard anything about it.
No.
That's kind of odd.
That's because you don't have as much local media as you used to.
No, it's all down the drain. Did anybody attend the peanut push, or was anybody involved who knows how many races there were or how it turned out? I didn't even listen to it on the radio. 740-383-9944. How did the peanut push turn out?
Where's Jeff Ruth?
Yeah, sometimes he listens.
He managed it.
Yeah, I think he did host
it. Yeah, he was the announcer.
You didn't get up and listen to it on Saturday morning?
No, I forgot about it. To tell you the truth, I did. Forgot it.
Wasn't this the...
It was on radio, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't this the 60th year?
It was started in 69.
60th year.
Is that right? Yep.
69 to 2019.
Wow.
Isn't that right? 50th. This was the golden...
Oh, really?
The golden peanut push.
Wow. And I can remember that Gil Gomez came down for... several years for all the peanut pushes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Still with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we always had a lot of fun. We had so much fun we could hardly say. And because we were popular among listeners, we decided to do a tour of all the little towns where listeners were. And each place we stopped, they gave us food. Oh, that was something.
Anything
cookies.
Good? Cookies.
And we got so tired of cookies, we stopped in the little town of Essex and bought some cheese and ate the cheese.
Because you were done with the cookies.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of cookies were these people baking?
Oh, everything. All kinds of cookies.
Now, were you ever fearful that they might have done something to the cookies?
Oh, never. No.
Nowadays,
there was one,
people would wonder.
Yeah, there was one family that made something... What was it? And I can't remember. And boy, they were at it so religiously for so many years, and now I can't even remember. That's awful.
Christmas makes me think of Springerlies.
Oh, yeah, I've had Springerlies already this year.
Well, who made them?
They sell them at Carly's, I know, but these came from my One of my daughters bought Springerly's somewhere. I don't know where.
But that's a difficult cookie to make, too.
Yes, it is. You got to have a little roller with imprints on it. And these Springerly's were backed with something soft. And now that reminds me of when you were talking about the cookies, the no-bake cookies. But there was a layer of something on the back of the Springerly that tasted something like you're talking about.
They laced it with something.
Yeah, but I love Springerly. I like anise.
Yeah, well, that's soap, because they put anise in soap, right?
Do they?
Yeah, I think soap has anise in it.
No kidding.
That's why fruitcakes taste like soap, because fruitcakes have anise in them.
Yeah, I remember, maybe I've told you, I used to work on a feed grinding mill. I went around to all the farms and ground corn into feed. And we used to put supplements in it. And one of the supplements was anise.
Really?
Yeah. And I got a handful out of a barrel. And the lady said, boy, you better tie your pants together.
Go ahead, caller.
I make the no-bake cookies each year and also the rum balls.
Really? So you still do them homemade?
Yeah. Now, the no-bake, it's got the regular white sugar. It's got a little bit of milk. It's got a stick of butter. It's got your rolled oats, your peanut butter, and your powdered cocoa.
Now,
sweetened powdered cocoa.
What is it that makes them so volatile where sometimes they don't congeal and sit up properly?
I've never had that trouble. I keep hearing you say that. I've never had that trouble.
Well, I
don't know.
I thought there was something to... So yours have always set up properly.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work fast. You stir it while it's cooking. Cook it, I think, a couple minutes, and it gets thicker. And then you have to work fast to get it out of the pan onto the wax paper.
Now, why is it you have to get it out of there so fast?
Because you have one big hunk of no-bake cookies.
Oh,
it'll
dry.
One big chunk.
Yeah, one big chunk if you don't get it out of there in time.
So it's basically peanut butter, cocoa, and butter.
A stick of butter, a little bit of milk. I think it's like a half a cup of milk. Not real sure.
And
the sugar milk and the oatmeal. Yeah,
and the
oatmeal. Oats.
Now the rum candy, I'm more interested in because you can't buy that at all anymore. Now, is the rum still alcoholic when you have it?
Depends on how much you put in it. The main ingredient is like your vanilla wafers that you crush up. That's the main thing. I don't have the recipe right in front of me right now, but it's the vanilla wafers that you smash up, and then your rum. I'm trying to think what else is in that. And then you roll it in powdered sugar. I know that.
So you never cook it?
No.
That's probably why the rum is still alcoholic, because if you would cook it, that would cook the alcohol out like a beer and a bratwurst.
Yeah. I fix that, and the adults have that, and then either the no-bake cookies or the Buckeyes, why the kids eat.
Well, this all sounds delicious. This is just making us hungry. We've got this peppermint hardtack up here, and that was delicious.
But let me tell you, Kroger's over here on Marienwalde Road, you can buy the no-bake cookies. I've bought them in there.
Are they good as homemade?
Taste the same, I think.
Really?
They're expensive.
Now, see, why is that? Buckeyes and no-bake cookies are high dollar in the store.
I don't know.
Now, you can't buy a rum ball, can you?
I've never seen that, huh?
Vanilla wafers, that's interesting. Vanilla wafers, powdered sugar, and rum.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to it than that, but I'm in my car, so I don't have the exact recipe right now, but I heard you earlier talking about it.
Well, no, hey, I thank you for calling in. That sheds a lot of light on a lot of things.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I got in on the end of it when Charlie was talking to the lady about the coats for Christmas. I think that would be a good thing to keep announcing, too. although I think it's tomorrow, I think she said.
At the Nazarene Church.
Yeah.
At the Nazarene Church, yeah. Yeah, that I think that and the toy thing for around Marion, I think both of those are a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, move to the Nazarene Church this year, the Coats for Christmas, I guess.
Do we have any information on it printed?
No, I don't know if that's because the other radio station handles that. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I never saw anything. Right. If they wanted to give us something, we would be glad to talk about it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it's the Coats for Christmas at the Nazarene Church tomorrow, so if you want a coat, you go tomorrow. Okay. I don't know the time. Did they say the times?
Yeah, but I can't remember. But they also will give you hot chocolate.
Yeah, if you call WMRN or the Nazarene Church, I'm sure they'll be able to fill you in
for sure.
Tomorrow for everything. Going on. I know there's some congealing issues, though, with those no-bake cookies. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, in Sunday's paper, they had two pictures of the peanut poos, and it said they raised over $2,300.
$2,300? Well, that's...
It was just a paragraph, but I thought they... raised usually about $10,000. Maybe I'm mistaken.
At least, yes.
$2,300 this year.
It said, well, it shows a little girl, and she's pushing a broom with a peanut, and it says she and her family helped raise over $2,300 for the peanut push.
Well, maybe that was just her, maybe.
No.
No, that was the total amount.
Yeah, for the peanut push, which benefits the Christmas clearinghouse. Wow.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder how many people there were pushing the peanut, because I didn't see any pictures. Dave Aiken usually videotapes it.
It looks like the bigger picture, it doesn't look like very many. And I think they let the kids somehow, I don't know if people, did it with their nose this year, but it's got the kids with brooms. And I don't think, from the picture, it doesn't look like there's very many there. So I don't know.
Well, the times change, I guess.
A broom.
I didn't see it published in the paper. You know, they don't do anything with anything that's happening in Marion.
That's right.
And I didn't even know it was, last Saturday, so.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Too bad. Too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
But it was the golden peanut push, the 50th anniversary.
Too bad they didn't show men on their knees with their nose pushing a peanut. The children with brooms came along a lot later, which makes it pretty easy to push a peanut across the street.
Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the peanut push, I listened to it. They only had three heats, two for the adults and one for the children.
Oh, how many people are in a heat?
Yeah, like seven or eight.
So they had about 14 people.
Yeah, somewhere at 14 or 15. They used to have, I don't know, eight or nine heats altogether years ago.
Sure did.
Well.
Okay.
Well, thank you. That's interesting.
Thanks a lot.
Well, Charlie, you know what this means. You're going to have to go back and save it.
Yeah, it looks that way.
You're going to have to go
or
back.
Else it, because if nothing happens, it will fade away and be gone.
And that's a tragedy.
Yeah,
if
really.
The 50 years that's been going on, you can't.
Yeah.
Obviously, whatever happened this year, and we're not blaming anybody, but something went wrong.
Yeah, the publicity was so lacking. Wow.
Well,
this whole town lacks publicity.
That's why we need a pizza
except
named
for
after
WWGH.
People. Darn right. We get it.
Yes.
See, we asked questions today. We wanted to know about the Y-Men. Yeah. We wanted to know about the Claxton stuff. We wanted to know about the flea market. We wanted to know about the no-bake cookies. And we've gotten answers to everything.
Great. Absolutely.
That's why we are here. We are an information station.
For sure.
But the point is, I still say there's something in a no-bake cookie that you can screw up.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Is it too much water? Too much?
One more caller.
Probably somebody calling to say, shut it down. Go ahead, caller.
I'd just like to say that the peanut push, we listened to a little bit of it, and they may have not had the people, but the Harley riders by themselves donated $30,000.
Okay.
Well, that's good. So the Christmas Clearinghouse will do well this year.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, that's good to
hear.
That's
good to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's good to know the money's still there.
Yeah, right. Harley riders do a wonderful job.
Oh, they do. They get out in those Christmas hats and stand in the streets and raise them. That's a big project.
That's right. For sure.
So we certainly appreciate that. And You know, I don't know. I'm sure somebody will fix something with the peanut push and everything will be hunky-dory before you know it.
Hopefully so, yes. My land.
I wonder what kind of broadcast that was.
I hope that Dave Akin filmed it, and maybe I'll find out tomorrow when it's going to be played.
For posterity.
Yeah.
But I know there's something. Peanut butter, butter, oatmeal, cocoa. But there's something that if you don't cook them just right, they'll fade. But apparently you can buy them at Kroger if you want to get around
that. Yeah, do it right, yeah.
But a Springerly, that's what I want. Springerlies are anise cookies, right?
That's right, and expensive.
And anise is also in fruitcake.
A little bit of it. It's also a laxative.
And it's also in soap.
Eat enough of it.
And it's in soap.
Soap?
Soap is made of anise.
No.
Yes, it's soap is
it
made.
Is?
Oh, yes.
I never heard of that.
If you have a bar of anise, you can clean yourself right up.
Well, that's news to me.
So if you're ever in a jam, just take a fruitcake and clean your hair and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we've certainly solved the problems of the world today. Don't forget Coats for Christmas tomorrow at the Nazarene Church. We don't have the exact times here, but call the Nazarene Church. Call WMRN. They'll put you in the right direction.
And the Y-Man Service Club behind Jersey.
And you can get a pizza tonight from they deliver apparently all at the flea market. They have Isley chipped ham, Tony Paco's hot dogs, Carly's bratwurst. They got the whole spiel out there. So we have solved it all.
Yeah.
And we've got the hardtack peppermint candy to go. Delicious. And maybe some rum candy and no bakes in the future. Well, keep having a great time. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll be back spreading holiday cheer. The Christmas party's next Thursday night from 7 to 9 here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. More programming just ahead.
Love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitting